This is Trinity Sunday, and I'm going to explain the Trinity to you, said the young pastor, at the beginning of a children's sermon. Now, let me tell you, that got everybody's attention. None of us that day, including the theology students and other pastors throughout a lifetime, had never heard the Trinity explained before. And of course, it wasn't explained that day either. The young preacher relied on a very faulty illustration that many have used, that water that can change from one state to another, a solid, a liquid, and a gas, has nothing in common with the living, moving, triune community of God, who embraces us with a love beyond explanation. You see, the Trinity isn't explained in the Scriptures either. Although there are suggestions throughout God's Word of God's moving and communal presence with us, but God, according to Proverbs 8:27-31, had a helper and companion at creation. In Genesis 18, Abraham welcomes three strangers, and he knows that he has been with God. In the Gospels, the disciples are commissioned to go to all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And in Paul's epistles, especially in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, he blesses us with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. You see, God comes to us as a loving, active, and encompassing community. You see, you and I are not expected to explain the unexplainable. The Trinity is the title of a story, the story of God's community and our relationship to God. Stories surprise us with the truth. They invite us in as participants, but stories are better left unexplained sometimes. This is the day for dancing. A day for dancing, a day for joy. Can't you just see three dancers moving in an intricate choreographed circle, just spiraling and circling around? Dancers who will invite everyone here to move with them in a joyous dance of fellowship, to come and be a part of something so great. It's also a day of feasting, a time for sitting together around a table and praising the graciousness of the provider, the host, and the companion. Can't you just see us walking out the door this morning and going into the highways and the hedges and bringing the wounded and all the outcasts to sit in communion with us at God's table? You see, you and I are asked to move and work with the Trinity every day of our lives, to enter the embrace, to know the blessing. We are invited to live with God's community and extend it into all the world, so that the love that you and I share is there for everyone. You see, reading the account today of Isaiah's encounter with God reminds us all that we are called by God. And through our calling, our sense of living with God is clearly focused. For Isaiah, at the beginning of his prophetic ministry, the reality of God's presence was awesome in his life. The building shook, it said. It shook its very foundations, and then it was filled with smoke. This experience was not unlike the rushing mighty wind and the tongues of fire that came at Pentecost. Others have a less dramatic encounter when God speaks to them and talks with them. Elijah, for example, heard God not in the earthquake, not in the wind, and not in the fire, but in a whisper, in that still small voice. Jesus' disciples heard only his simple command out of Matthew's Gospel, the 4th chapter, "Follow me. Follow me." But what we share in our calling is that God is with us. God is with us, and God is asking us, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Who will go? Like Isaiah, we may feel unworthy of God's presence that surrounds us. We may be weak with terror when the angels' voices echo the great triple sanctus, "Holy, holy, holy." We sang it, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Hosanna in the highest." Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You see, Isaiah was cleansed with the burning coal so that he no longer needed to feel unworthy in God's holy presence. He was cleaned. You see, you and I are loved by God, who cleansed us through Jesus' sacrifice and brought us into communion through the Holy Spirit. We come into that great communion, the Father, Son, and the Spirit, that God is with us and God is for us. God is our parent who loves us beyond measure. God is our sibling, our brother, our sister, who gives his life for us. And he's our giver of gifts, who stays with us and sustains us. Can there be any other response other than to enter into community this day and every day with God, with this God, and to live to bring others with us into that love? You see, we are to run, rise, and rest with God. We're to run to him, we're to rise to the occasion, and we're to rest within the bosom and to his arms that he gives us. It's a place of comfort, a place of peace, a place that sustains us, a place that holds us, a place that protects us, a place where we find sanctuary, a place where we find hope. This morning, we are all called. It says, whom shall I send? And who will go? We hear it all the time. We sang it this morning. It's here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? Have you heard him calling in the night? I will go, Lord, if you lead me. And I'll hold your people in my heart. Where are you going to go? Are you going to be the one that God has called out? Is God calling you? Is God asking you to do something different? Who's going to go for us? Who will go? Think about when God calls us out of the midst of wherever we are, whatever we're doing. We're living life, but sometimes we know that it's not just exactly what we should be doing. Has God called you? Is God calling you? You see, God is with us and God is for us. God's there all the time. He's taking care of us. He's loving us. He's protecting us. Can there be any other response this day than to enter into community with this God and to live to bring others with us into that very love? Let us pray. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you come to us through the Father, Son, and the Spirit, that you are the triune God, that you are there each and every moment of our days, of our nights, of our waking, of our sleeping, allowing us, Lord, once again to find peace and understanding. And Lord, to once again answer those questions, whom shall I send and who will go? So Lord, this day remind us of all that you have for us. Remind us of all that you want us to do. And go with us from this place this day into this world to bring others back into this place. For it is in your Son's name we pray. Amen.